Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Greg Powell's here. Greg's a new friend. He's a financial advisor and with Five Plan Partners. He's a certified investment management analyst and holds a CIMA credential. He's the author of a new book, Better, Richer, Fuller. It's all about building your financial house. He's our new friend, Greg Powell. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. I like the way you approach your thinking. You call it a structure, and I like that. But when I think about it, I think about it in terms of partitions. Any kind of a separation, right? I mean, I'm not trying to change. I love the way you're putting all your plans in rooms. But anything that you can put up to put a clear delineation between all the forces that are demanding money, in our case here on the show from a small business owner, anything that's a clear delineation that you can find a way to be true to commit to, is a great strategy. Talk to us about it.
Well, yeah, I fully believe that. In fact, the reason I use the Your Financial House as analogy in the process is financial planning a lot of times is intimidating to people. They immediately glaze over. But what the house symbolizes are all the relationships and visions and dreams that you have in your life. And too often in a business owner's life, the personal life and the professional life all merge together. And they don't have time enough to distinguish between the two. And they especially don't have time enough to then determine what questions they need to be asking themselves as they have this vision that they originally started out to start a business, to make a difference in life.
And the business is going to take care of me. You're right. I mean, we've a very fine seam between our business and our life, and we have it in our head that the business is going to take care of us. And you know what? That's not a misguided thought. It's not a misguided idea. Oftentimes, the business does take care of you for a long time. It's just not 100%. It's not a good plan 100% of the time.
That's exactly right. And from the holistic approach, in terms of looking at all aspects of your life, the business is a portion of your life, and you need to understand that. And it helps you become a better business owner. But at the same time, it also helps you in terms of the relationships in your life, not only in terms of making contributions to those relationships, but also from the standpoint of those relationships that can zap you, not only emotionally, but also financially and physically. And so it really helps you go through the different rooms. So, for example, in the room of dreams is where somebody starts to talk about their vision and where they want to be down the road. You know, write the perfect script to your life. And that's how everybody starts out with a business vision a lot of times. But then as you get into it, you know, you've got the legacy room, you've got the lifestyle room. What kind of lifestyle do you want? What do you want your legacy to be? And it also then, you know, in the far right-hand corner, taking you all the way through the rooms, is the estate planning side. Too often, you know, what happens is that business owners get so involved in trying to increase their net worth and have a successful business and making a difference in the community that they forget to take care of crossing the T's and dotting the I's as they accumulate more wealth in their lives.
You know, Greg, I'm going to make a confession here. When I started my business, both of my kids were teenagers, young teenagers, and so I had just gotten downsized twice in 18 months. I had two teenagers and two mortgages, so I was highly motivated and undercapitalized. And so the thing is, there was no question that my teenagers were going to need stuff that I was going to provide without question. They're going to need braces. Right. They're going to go on trips. They're going to take advantage of this opportunity, that opportunity, never mind all the regular stuff. So, so my business, though, wasn't old enough and capitalized enough for me to have a room for them, so to speak, as you call it. You call it the children's room.
Children's heirs room.
Yeah. So I didn't have enough capital to break that out. You know, it would have been maybe 35, 40 cents if I put it over there, right? But my point is, that fact created all kinds of chaos for me and my business as I strived to run my business and give the kids what they needed. If I'd had 10 years of being able to put a little bit aside, when those things popped up, the braces and the trips and the things that they could join and all those different things, extra expenses, the proms, when those things popped up, I could have had something aside for that, and it wouldn't have created chaos for my business.
Well, and you're bringing up a great point. The thing is, the financial blueprint allows you to take in consideration the what-ifs. What are all the things that I need to be thinking about? They may not even occur, but, you know, just like when you have a business, you develop a business plan. Well, what happens is people in their own lives have no plan. They spend more time trying to plan the vacations than they do actually in terms of their lives. So the financial blueprint enables them to address what you just said about the what ifs. And then the other point I want to make for those that are listening today is that the Children's Heirs Room is also about, from the standpoint of, you know, all those details you talked about, and also about, you know, your college education, which people with children think about. But then it's also if you have a child with special needs. Do you have a child that may have a drug or alcohol problem? Do you have a child that's in a bad relationship, whether they're dating them now or they're getting married, and you're very uncomfortable about
that?
You might
want to call that the family room, right? Because
absolutely. Well, children's heirs also have.
Yeah, it could even be a parent. It could be an elderly parent.
Exactly.
Or something.
Yeah. In other words, I'll.
But the thing that I'm getting from all this, Greg, is limit the surprises, limit the chaos. Isn't that what
Absolutely.
This is all about?
It is, and also in the book I talk about anxieties. In other words, anxieties prevent us from moving forward. And anxieties are really worry with anticipation.
Right.
They're usually events that haven't occurred yet.
Mm-hmm.
But that little voice in your head is saying to you, you need to be worried about this. And in reality, if you sit down using the financial blueprint, what you're able to do then is really look at your life and identify your goals and dreams and create a strategy, you know, for pursuing them. Yeah, I mean,
Greg, hold on to that thought. We'll come back after this message. I'm going to let Greg help us build a blueprint a little bit more specifically. And the book is called Better, Richer, Fuller by Greg Powell. It's available right now, right, Greg?
It is.
All right, check it out wherever books are sold. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.